Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Norman Rav Shehiyu. Schus Moshe Meshner Rav Shemar Moshe Mordechai. The Mishnah Maseches Bav Metziah and Daf Lamed Mem Gimel Mem Gimel Lamed Beis says as follows: Hachoshev l'shloach yad v'pikadim. In other words, a person says in front of two edim that he's going to be shloach yad v'pikadim, even though, in other words, he's going to use a security that was entrusted with him, an item that was given to him to watch, and even though he doesn't lift it up and he didn't make a kinyan in the pikadon, nevertheless, beishamei amrim chayiv, and a brayse in the gemara, it's going to be learned from pasuk. So it's not chayiv, and beisul says he's not chayiv until he's mamishalech yad. Shneimrim lo shalach yadav imalachas reayim. The word is that he has to be shalach yad. Not shaleach yad, then doesn't count. Not chayiv. In the Gemara and Daf and Dalid states menani mili tano rabbanan akol dvar pesha. So we learn that beishami says yichayiv even before you're shaleach yad, just saying you're going to be shaleach yad. So from Vayin Vayis this, where do they know this from? That on dibur alone is chayiv. The Tanu Rabbanan, or maybe even Machshava. The Tanu Rabbanan, that's a discussion. The Tanu Rabbanan, HaKol Dvar Pesha. It says, V'nikrov Balabais El Elohim. Balabais comes to take his shvuim, Lo Shalach Yadam Lechas Reyo, HaKol Dvar Pesha. So it's an extra word, Dvar, could have said HaKol Pesha. So we darshan, B'Sham Eomrim Melameid, the Pasuk teaches, Shechai v'al machshav and dibur kimaisa. That's the dvar, akol dvar pesha. Shechai v'al machshav kimaisa. Reisvam ran achai v'at shishlach bo yad. Reisul says he's only chayiv when he's mamishalech yad. Shneim lo shalach yadam lechas reyah. Amalem beisham leveisilel. Velo kvar nema akol dvar pesha. So what are you going to do with the extra dvar, dibur? Just on dibur he's chayiv. Amalem beisilel beisham velo kvar nema lo shalach yadam lechas reyahu. It says you have to actually do it. Same can matam adloim arakod val pesha. So what's the pasuk teaching us when it says arakod val pesha? Shachol en li elohu amar la'avdo v'shluchim nayin tam adloim arakod val pesha. So you see that he's chayiv even if he tells his eved or his shliach to be shalech yad, he's also chayiv because it says arakod val pesha. So in other words, just saying you're going to do it isn't enough, but you're chayiv if you're eved or you're shliach with shaleach yad. The Rambam in Meila Perek Zayin Halacha Beis writes, "Uchol Torah Kula Ein Shliach Dvar Avera El BeMeila Levada Shlo Yisari BeMa Isav Acher." Uchol Torah Kula is no shliach dvar avera. The only time we have a rule of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is when it comes to Me'ila. Me'ila is an exception to the rule. Me'ila we say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira and he's chayev even when he sends a Shliach to do Me'ila. Rambam adds that this is provided that there's no other Isser involved. Another Isser involved, then Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. If it's the only Isser involved, Me'ila, then we say that Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira. So Frek the Ma'aritam, the Rambam, brought by the Ketzois in Resh Tzadi Beis, Yiv Kotn Aleph, that the Rambam alein tot kepaskint in Hochus Gzeila Perikim Alochi Yud Aleph, Hashleach Yad Bikodim Ben Shalach Ve'at Yad Ve'atzmoy, Pikadin as well, not only by Me'ila. It's the Kash of the Marit. Also, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gneve, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, Kvar Biarnu Shashechet Al Yedei Shliach Chayv B'Tashlum Et Bayinu Nami Lahedya, Shliach L'Dvar Aveiro, B'Tvicha U'Mechira. We have in the Rambam that there's Shlichus L'Dvar Aveiro, by Tvicha U'Mechira, Kvar Biarnu Shashechet Al Yedei Shliach Chayv B'Tashlum. So you see that if somebody steals and then somebody shechs it for him, so yesh liach l'dvar aveiro, and he has to pay. So how can the Rambam say we only have shlichus l'dvar aveiro by mi'ila alone? So the Ma'arit is mi'yashev. Azoy v'yesh loymar l'daitoy. The kol de goli rachmona b'shlichus yad labedim shlichus hu alabedim poisheya. Shechiyah v'kosev es hashomer ben shepasha alidei atzma ben shepasha te'achelem. Fi shishmiras olav. V'hainu dechtiv. So he says that maybe Pshat Rambam is that the Torah was megalav shlichus yad. It's not midin shlichus. It's midin poisheya. That the pasuk was mechayev v'shomer. Whether he was poisheya, he was negligent on his own. He was negligent through others because he's obligated to guard the object. Because it says al kol dvar pesha, afilu dibur was called a pesha. So we have to understand this chiluk between. Din shlichus and din poisheya. So there's an unbelievable sefer. It's mamish super super gevaldik, called Bakhei Shalom Bratfeya. We've already had numerous shiurim from this sefer. It was written by Rav Shaul Miller, Zechet Tzadik Livracha, who's an American born and raised Talmud Chochem, and he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he was a Magid Shir here in Eretz Yisrael, and unfortunately, he died much too young. But that I'm telling Hashem when his time was up. We were at the right time as far as Hashem is concerned, but as far as we understand, we didn't. It would have been amazing if he would have stuck around more and given us more of his Torah, and his tzaddik also. In any event, so he explains as follows, that in an instance where a person makes a shliach to do a maisa for him, that maisa is misyachis to the mishalech, as if the mishalech did it. And that's a chiddush Torah, within shlichus. However, here gabi shlichus yad, and also similarly, by tvicha and mechira, it would appear that be'emes we don't say shlichus l'dvar aveira, and nevertheless it's effective when he was shalech yad al-yidei shlich to be mechayev l'shomer himself, and if he was tovech al-yidei achir to be mechayev the ganif when he was tovech al-yidei achir. Why? Because there the Torah is mechadish. We don't need that the shomer should be shalech Yaday ba'atzmai ba'pikadim. It's enough when he says to the shliach to act in his stead. It's enough when he tells the person to be tovech in his stead. It's enough when he tells the person to be shalech yad in his stead. So, therefore, it's not midin shlichus. Normally, we say that if Reuven sends Shimon, it's as if Reuven did it. If yesh shlich l'dvar aveira, but it's not divorced. It's not as if Shimon did it. It's not as if Reuven, the sender, did it. Ein shlichus l'dvar aveira. But, so it's not as if Reuven did it, because it's not as if the Mishalech did it. And nevertheless, the Mishalech is chayav for sending him, because we don't need that he should do it himself. In the case of Mila, he has to do it himself. We say, ein shlichus l'dvar aveira, it's as if he himself did it. In the other cases, it's not as if he did it himself, but we don't need that. We don't need that he should do it on his own. It's enough that somebody else does it on his behalf. And that's also that also obligates him. So that's a pshat in the Ma'arit. However, we have to be ma'ayin in a Gemara in Kiddushin and daf mem beis amud beis. Gemara says, "Shiny hasam gabe bi'ira." When someone sends a fire in the hands of someone else, "Dein shliach l'dvar aveira." There we say "Dein shliach l'dvar aveira" because we say "Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Nishamim." Where are you going to listen? You can listen to the Master, Akadosh Baruch Hu, listen to the Talmud. Ask the Gemara, if so, that "Dein shliach l'dvar aveira." V'hadisna, I'm ever learning Mishnah Me'ilah, Shleich Shloshes Zichusoi, the Shleich of the Balabais, and he gave him Maos Hekdesh, because the Balabais thought that the Maos were his own, the money was his own. Shloshes Shlichus Shel Balabais, the Balabais told him to buy him one thing and he buys something else. The Shleich did Me'ilah, because he's not the Shleich of the Balabais for this Me'ilah. But if he did the Shlichus of the Balabais, Os Shlichus or Balabais Ma. Why if he did the shlichus to balabais, is the balabais more? Why am I saying shlichus to varavera? And the gemara shiny milu the alpha chet chet mitruma, matruma shvishliach avchav mila mashvishliach. So now you're learning zera shabav chet chet, and just like truma you can make shlichus, so too by meila you can make a shliach. V'neiluf mine. So why don't we learn from meila that b'chol haTorah kuli yesh shlichus to varavera? Mishum shlichus mila shlichus yad. Because Me'il and Shlichus Yad are two psukim that are teaching one din. And anytime you have two psukim that teach one din, ain malamdim. Me'il hadam maram. Me'il is what we said, chet chet mitruma. And Shlichus Yad, where do you get it from? The sanya called dvar pesha, so the Torah is miyat there, the word dvar. So Beishame says, l'chai ba'al ha'machshove k'maisa. L'chai ba'al ha'machshove k'maisa. B'asem mormim, enu chai ba'al shishlich bo yad. This hill says you're only chayiv when you actually do the shlichus yad, like we've already learned. Rav Mitzia, Shemir l'shelch yadim lechas ve'yeu. Rav Yisrael b'ez Shemir will never call dvar pesha. What did he say? What do you do about a call dvar pesha? Even on dibur, even on machshava you're chayiv, even on shlichus. Again. Beis Shammai says l'chayv b'al ha'machshava that even on a dibur to be sholech b'kadum you're chayv k'maisa. And Beis Hillel says ainu chayv it's just bo yad. You're only chayv in yushlichus yad. You have to do it before. Amar Beis Shammai the Beis Hillel, I what is b'al kol dvar pesha just saying you're going to do shlichus yad should be enough. So Beis Hillel says back to Beis Shammai, no, but the pasuk says im lo shalach yadim lechas re'eh, we have to do it before. Ya. So Amar Beis Shammai the Beis Hillel, so what do you do with the kol dvar pesha? So Beis Hillel says back to Beis Shammai, so I might think. It's only him. What about his Eved and his Shliach? He's also Chayiv. I called Dvar Pesha that they're Shlichus. So Anichla Beis Shammai. So we see that Beis Shammai holds that they're Shlichus by Shlichus Yad. When someone Shliach Yad B'Pikadam. But Ela Beis Shammai D'mukla Haikwav Machshava K'maisim. But according to Beis Shammai, that say the Pasuk I called Dvar Pesha means that just saying we're thinking you're going to be Shalech Yad is already Mechayiv you. How do you know that there's Shliach L'dvar Aveira? Says the Gemara. Neilef Minei. So we don't have Shnei Ksuma Baim Kechad. So why don't we learn from Me'ilah L'chol HaTorah Kula Shei Shliach L'dvar Aveira? Mishim Dehavi Me'ilah Tzvicha Mechira Shnei Ksuma Baim Kechad Shnei Ksuma Baim Kechad Ein Malamdin. Me'ilah Adam, right? Because you also have Tzvicha Mechira together with Me'ilah that teach you that and that yesh lichud varavera. So you have meila and tvicha mechira. Meila we already know. How do you know tvicha mechira? Examar kov tavchol machra. Ma mechira ideacher. Tvicha ideacher. Just like mechira, you do with someone else. There has to be someone else involved in mechira. So to tvicha is with someone else. So you see that there's shlichus by Tvicha. Reishmel Tana, Reishmel teaches us, oh, the rabbi says Shliach. The word oh comes to be Marvish Shliach. He doesn't learn it from the Hekish of Tvicha and Mechira. Rechizki Atana Tachas, it says the word Tachas twice, one of them is Miyutar. The rabbi says Shliach, that also comes to include Shliach. Ad kan midivrei kotshoi shel hagemorin. So the Ma'arit, Behem Sheikh Dvarav, is Me'avar Sigis HaGemara, that you shouldn't have a kasha on him, B'shitas HaRambam. The Pashta de Milsa, the Gemara compares, or as they say in Borough Park, Shtel's Tzu, Me'ila and Shlichus Yad, Me'ila to Shvichus Yad and Tvicha Mechira. So the Chayra, we have to understand, how does the Rambam learn to be Mechalik between them? And say that Me'ila is Midin Shlichus, and we say Shlich Dvar Vera. Mashen came Tvich and Mechir and Shlichus Yad. We say Ain Shlich Dvar Vera. Nevertheless, the Shomer and the Gan of Ramaschayev, because you need to come on to the Din of Shlichus, like we explained before. So Ramban advises, how does the Rambam get this to be mechalek between Me'ila and Shlichus Yad and Tvicha? That by Me'ila we say Yeshlich Dvar Avera. In the other two cases, we don't need to come on to Shlichus. The Shlichus Chayev even without saying Yeshlich Dvar Avera. The Gemara compares them. Gemara categorizes them together. And we're categorizing them differently. We're saying that in the case of Me'ila, we say Yeshlich Dvar Avera. And in the other two cases, we're not. We're saying Ein Shlich Dvar Avera, but nevertheless the Shlich is Chayiv. Because, nevertheless the Mishalech is Chayiv, because you don't need to come on to Yeshlich Dvar Avera. Just telling the Shliach to do it is enough to mechayev the Mishalech, even though it's not as if the Mishalech did it. Sai by Tvicha and Sai by Shlichus Yad. So how can you be mechalek between Tvicha and Shlichus Yad and Me'ila when the Gemara categorizes them together? It's mashma, they're all midin Yishlech Dvar Avera. So Rav Miller Zatzal explains as follows, that we learn Shlichus, the Dvar Avera be Me'ila, is because we learn Chet Chet Mitrumah. That it's like Truma, that Mashvi Shliach, Ochinam Bimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim
Tvila.
He just learned from Shlichus of Tvumin. However, the Gabay Tvichan Mechira, Halo Yalfinon, Dumia de Mechira. Ma Mechira Yidei Acher, Av Tvicha Yidei Acher. Just like Mechira is done through someone else, so to Tvicha is done by someone else. Now that bet Mechira is Yidei someone else, is done through someone else, is not Machmas Din Shlichus. But rather, it's Machmas Delo Bein Etshu Yaseh Kol HaMaisa. And it doesn't bother us that somebody else is Mitztarev. So just like Mechira is not Midin Shlichus, so to Tvicha is not Midin Shlichus. We don't care that somebody else does it. And like Avi Shlichus Yad, it would appear as follows. That Shlichus Yad, we learn that it's enough because it says, I'll call Dvar Pesha. In other words, Al Yidei Dibur. And the Elohu, I only know that if he does it, he's Chayev. How do I know if it's Eber Shliach does it? So it says, I'll call Dvar Pesha. So that's Marbe, even if he tells the Shliach to do it. Just telling a Shliach to do it is enough to be Mechayivim. So if it was Midin Shlichus, then the Chiyuv isn't on his Dibur. The Chiyuv is on his Maisa, because the Shliach doing it is like him doing it. So the fact that we learn from Dvar, it must be, it's Midin his Dibur, not his Maisa. So again, you see, Gevaldik, that both by Tvicho and by Shlichus Yad, it's not Midin Shlichus. It's not Midin Yeshlich Dvar Avera. Because by Tvicho, it's learned from Mechira. And by Mechira, tell me, by Mechira, is Mechira Alidei Shlichus? No. Mechira just means that somebody else is involved in Mechira. We say, just like Mechira, someone else is involved, so to Tvicha. It's not Midin Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. You don't have to come on to Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. Just telling somebody else to do it is enough. Just like Mechira, somebody else is involved. Tvicha, somebody else is involved, you're also going to be Chayiv. And by Shlichus Yad also. By Shlichus Yad, we learn from the word Dvar Pesha, that Dibur is enough. But if it was Midin Shlichus, you wouldn't have to come on to the fact that it's Alidei Dibur. You would say to Midin, he's my Shlich, it's as if I did it. If I send somebody else to do it, it's as if I did it. We'd say, no. Ayudei Dibur. Yechayim al Tzir Dibur. Not Midin Shlichus. Yechayim Midin Dibur. So that's why the Rambam says, the only time you have Shlichus is by Mi'ila. The other two cases, not Midin Shlichus. And that's a Gevaldik Mahalach. So I have a special chavivus learning Torah of people who are nifter, and unfortunately their svarim aren't so mevadin bebei midrasha. People aren't learning them so much, so it's special schus Yusuf Soysef Dovivus bekever to bring him back to life and give him a schus in Gan Eden that he should go higher and higher. So we should be mischazek in that inyan of remembering forgotten people, bringing them back to life. And we should see neflois, rabois, gedolois, v'atzumois, yitoras Hashem. And v'simcha b'tuv leiv, v'meirov kol. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest friends. Shalom, shalom.